This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New data show that people running companies that build housing are in a more upbeat mood. Pandemic distortions and supplies of things like lumber and AC parts have evened out. There's very strong demand and a low supply of houses and apartments for sale, and some big builders have figured out a way to keep the sting out of higher mortgage rates. Ali Budner reports.
It can be difficult to buy an existing home in today's tight real estate market, but it's a different story in the market for newly constructed homes.
Yeah, the housing market is really a tale of two markets right now.
Danielle Hale is chief economist at Realtor.com.
Because of the lack of existing homes for sale, buyers who are looking for options are often finding them among new construction.
Hale says usually new homes make up about 10 to 15% of the housing market overall, but they're up to almost a third.
New home sales are close to the highest share of the market that they've been in probably more than a decade.
People get frustrated. There's nothing good out there. They see this beautiful new home. They go, okay, we're going in.
Logan Modishami is the lead analyst for the news site Housing Wire. He says it's more than just lopsided inventory issues at play here. Home builders have the flexibility to subsidize mortgage rates for buyers.
They're saying, hey, listen, we could get you under 6% mortgage rates all day long. Why are you going to waste your time, you know, fighting in a low inventory market with 7% rates?
And it seems to be working. Home builder confidence has been trending up every month of this year.
At least in the near term, builders, I think, are cautiously optimistic.
Robert Dietz is chief economist for the National Association of Home Builders. He says builders do have some problems,
including getting access to appliances and electrical transformers and the rising price of some kinds of building material costs, including concrete and wood products.
And Dietz says with low unemployment levels, there's also a shortage of skilled labor in the construction industry. But he's not too concerned. New home sales are up 20% compared to where they were a year ago. And the industry is starting to reach out to younger, lower-income buyers by offering some new homes at $300,000 or less.
That is an excellent way to expand the new construction market to a younger set of households, renters who are aspiring to become first-time home buyers. The trick is finding a way to make it all budget out.
For now, home builders are making it work and feeling pretty good about it. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.